Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're on the Andrew Jackman Blog Talk Radio Show at 9:30, either at 6:30, 8 o'clock, 9:30, 10 or 11, every evening of the week. And you will get the facts and truth and nothing but the facts and truth on this show. The show often has a theological and religious emphasis, but also I talk about politics and current events and literary issues. Those are some of the things I handle. Tonight, I'm going to talk about something that many of you, I think, will find extremely interesting. That is, are men less sensitive than women? Or, better put, are they insensitive? I'm going to give my views about this, and my views are for what they're worth, on the sensitivity of both men and women, which is shared, I think. And it's not confined to women being more sensitive than men. I think men are quite as sensitive and compassionate and kind as any woman, but I don't think there's any difference. It's the person. But I'm going to talk about this, and also I'm going to go back into my background once again so you can get a handle on where I'm coming from. This is a politically incorrect show. Namely, we're not in for media lies, media falsehoods, the big lie, political rhetoric, anything like that. We're in for honest discussion. Intellectual honesty and honest discernment. We're interested in getting at the facts and getting at the truth, and that's all this show is about. It's not phony, it's not lies, it's not propaganda. We eschew propaganda and lies and media falsehoods, which are not helpful to anybody in this society or in this world. They merely confuse things and make fools of us all, if believed. Next, I'm going to talk about I'm going to say the show is a Christian show. I'm a Christian, and I'm not about to change that position. I believe in the full authority of Holy Scripture from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation. I believe it is the final and full revelation of God and his nature in Christ. I also believe in the creeds of the church, and I see an Athanasian and Apostles' Creed fully and completely. They are the guides to my life. And also, if I read books, I read great books, great Christian books, such as Milton's Paradise Lost, written when he was blind and couldn't see, his great epic poem, Paradise Lost, written while this man was blind. He also wrote Paradise Regained, another epic poem written while he was blind, and Samson Agonistes, a Greek drama from the Book of Judges. He wrote that when he was blind. I also think I recommend St. Augustine's Confessions. I recommend Bonhoeffer, John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress, John Bunyan's great spiritual autobiography, Grace Abounding to the Chief of Sinners, a very profound and deep statement of truth that Bunyan recognized in himself and in all human nature, really. I also recommend T.S. Eliot, The Idea of a Christian Society, G.K. Chesterton, another great Christian author, and of course, most lately, C.S. Lewis. I recommend Bonhoeffer, Calvin and Luther, St. Thomas Aquinas, and of course, most important, I recommend the Gospels and the Epistles of Paul. They're so great. Paul is such a great thinker and such a great writer that I can never tire of reading his letters in the New Testament. They are so great and so profound and so deep and so true. The show has a political emphasis, and I'm basically conservative, in the sense that I oppose abortion and gay marriage, for better or for worse. But I have no prejudice or discrimination with respect to our gay brothers and sisters. I love them. I know Jesus died for them and wants them to be with him in heaven. I disagree with their choice of lifestyle, but that's all right. It's their choice, and they have a right to do it. I have no issue with our gay brothers and sisters or anybody who chooses anything as long as within the confines of the law. I have no issue. Matter of fact, I rather wish to the all people. God, Jesus wishes that all men and women share eternal life in heaven with him. He says in the letter to Timothy, Paul says in the letter to Timothy, God wills that all men and women be saved as I do. His main thing is God, Jesus died for all men and women, whether Muslim, whether Hindu, whether Buddhist, whether gay. He loves and cherishes each individual human being fully and completely. In the face of that person, I see the face of the love of Christ in every person. I see it and cherish it. As far as the show having a political emphasis, I am conservative, but I also have a great concern for following Christ and his directions and advice. I agree with him in being concerned and caring about the poor and poverty. He himself chose a life of poverty and had great concern for the poor. He said the poor are blessed. He didn't mean that it was good to be poor. That's a misinterpretation of that statement. He meant that they will be rewarded in the next life for their sufferings in this. Of course, Jesus was accused of consorting with publicans and sinners. They couldn't understand why a man of education and knowledge would be with these dregs. It was also said of him, who is this man that can anything good come out of Nazareth, meaning can anything good come out of this hick town? Jesus, many of his followers were sinners, moral law and ritual sinners, and very poor people. So he definitely identified with the poor, is concerned with them, as I do. I have great concern for the poor. This is a statement of truth in the entire Bible, whether in the Hebrew Bible or in the New Testament. The poor are regarded with great concern and should be given great concern in our world, which is very unfair in many ways. But I'd like to now talk about the fact that I run two radio shows, Blog Talk Radio Show, and I'm about to resume my podcast show. I had a podcast show. I'm about to resume it. And these shows are Christian in orientation, but they are visited by many people all over the world, worldwide. Many people from Muslim countries visit the Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm particularly pleased that my dear friends in Saudi Arabia visit this show, as do many people from other parts of the world. Visit over 4,000 people have visited my blog podcast radio show, and many consistently visit both shows from my website. They visit my website, and they visit my entire group of articles that are on academia.edu. So my Christian shows are Christian in orientation, but I welcome all. I welcome all men and women, Hindu, Buddhist, whatever they are, they're welcome. I know that Jesus cherishes and loves them, and I'm not changing that position one iota. He died for them, and as said in the letter to Timothy, God wills that all men and women be saved and be with him and share with him in the joy of heaven. Next, I want to tell you that I'm a writer. I've written 10 books, and I have 4 in process. They're both legal books and Christian books. The legal books are Select Legal Topics, Volumes 1 and 2. The Christian books are Essays in the Christian Worldview, Essays in Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. A book on the parables. Parables are very, very informative. They are the words and mind of Jesus Christ. They cannot be ignored. They cannot be read more than they are possibly read. They're great. They're informative. They're the advice and direction of the Son of God, how we should live our lives. They're extremely dynamic and interesting. I suggest you read the parables, all 41 of them, and maybe dip into my book. You may like the book. I don't know. It's not that my book is so great. It's that the parables themselves are so great. Next, I've lately written a book on the Psalms, which interprets all 150 Psalms. As I say, John Donne, the great Anglican poet and pastor, said of the Psalms, they were the manna of the church, and they are. The Psalms are great spiritual treasures. They are great literary treasures. I read them in Hebrew in seminary. I read them in English when I was a young person. I memorized the 23rd and the 1st and 2nd Psalms. They're great. They're great literature. They're great lyric poetry. And most of all, they are great thoughts. They are the thoughts and advice of Christ and God, ultimately. You can't read the Psalms enough. And as I say of many books, as I say of books all the time, you have got to read books that will raise you up, not pull you down. A great book, such as War and Peace and Milton's Paradise Lost and E.M. Forster's Passage to India, these books will raise you up. They will raise up your minds. They will raise up your thinking. They will make you a better and more fuller person than you could possibly. And the Psalms will do the same for you. Read them. Read them as much as you can. You will have great benefit from reading these great pieces of lyric poetry and religious thought. I've written other books. I'm working on a book on the miracles in the Bible. One of them has one chapter. I have written a book on family law practice, on paternity, the New York family law practice. It's a chapter on paternity, which is was quite a difficult piece of work for me. I also have written a chapter in Race in Bender's Consolidated Evidence and called Race Gestae on evidence, an aspect of evidence. I've written a chapter in New York Jurisprudence, a legal encyclopedia on criminal law demands and notices. I have written a number of law review articles on Syracuse Law Review and criminal procedure bought by the United States Supreme Court and the State Department. I've also written two articles, Academicus, an Albanian scientific journal, on the United States educational system and on sexual orientation discrimination. I oppose any kind of discrimination. I detest hatred and discrimination to the bottom of my being, and I know that Jesus wants none of that in this world that was created and made by him. He doesn't want it. He wants people to be with him in heaven and share the joy of eternal life in heaven. That's what he wants for people. He doesn't want people to hate each other in this life or the next. As for the educational system I wrote about, I have to say that one of the big problems in the United States is its educational system, which is not really bringing people up. Education and books will raise people up in their thinking, not pull them down to mediocrity, which is what our present educational system is doing. Books and great books raise people up, bring them up. They make them better than they are. As Mortimer Adler said in his great book, How to Read a Book, he said, the Bible is the foundation of Western literature. He said, images such as movies and television are drugs. And most of all, he said, great books, and he gave a list of great books in this book. He said, these great books raise you up. They raise your consciousness. They raise your thinking, which is what a great book can do for you. That is what any worthwhile book can do for you. It can raise you up. If you read a mediocre book, if you read something that's just come out off the press, you are not going to benefit. You will be pulled down to nothingness. Without books, the world is in darkness. With books, the world is in light. As our society is less and less akin or involved with reading books, and that is a very bad development, because in books are truth, in books are knowledge, and without books, we are pulled down into ignorance and darkness. And beware, ladies and gentlemen, my dear young friends and older people, be aware that if you don't read these books, you will be pulled down into ignorance and darkness, and our entire society will be effectively wrecked, which is what is going on right now. The wreckage is obvious. Some people don't know about it. If they know about it, they're smart. If they do know about it, if they know about it, they're smart. They have picked up on it. If they don't know about it, they are not so smart. Or they don't have the time, or they don't have the inclination, or they don't have the perception to understand what is going on in terms of the attacks on our Western culture and on the great books. Some may know what's going on, others don't care, others know what's going on and don't want to do anything about it and don't want to be bothered, but the result will be destruction of the society. Without great books, our society will go into... I also have, I'm writing a book on my four blogs. These four blogs are, I think, will be very interesting books. They will be on the subject of literature. They will be on the subject of theology. They will be on the subject of philosophy and politics and current events. I'm sure you will find these blog books, there'll be four of them that will be coming out, quite worthwhile and interesting. Next, I have to say I'm now going to talk about sensitivity. I'm going to preface this by saying I ran across two people the other day that made the statement that women are more sensitive than men. I know what the basis for that was. I can only say that I believe that the quality of being sensitive is equally distributed in both sexes. It's not a sexual characteristic. It's not a biological characteristic. It is something that a person may possess. That person may be sensitive and may be more sensitive than other people. And they could, well, and men, I think, are equally sensitive and kind and compassionate as women. I think it's a stereotype, and it's engaging in faulty thinking and in a lot of nonsense in thinking to say that women are more sensitive than men. The basis for this, I don't know. It is true that women bear children, and that's a great sacrifice, and motherhood is a great sacrifice. But still, I don't think that that makes the person more sensitive. As a matter of fact, it's something that I've always wondered about, that the greatest love poets in the world, that would be Tennyson, Browning, A.E. Haseman, I can name them all, Keats, Shelley, Byron, Browning, all these love poets have been men. Now, if men are so insensitive, how are they always, there are very few women love poets, minuscule. Maybe the only one I can think of is Elizabeth Barrett Browning. Very few in number. Therefore, if these very insensitive men are writing this great romantic lyric poetry, how can you say that men are less sensitive than women, or just as sensitive? And the same is true of music. I'm not saying that women don't have talent, and maybe the educational system didn't let them develop their artistic talents. It's a possibility. But even today, there are not many women writing much love poetry. I don't think so. But on the other hand, as I say, the women may not be engaged in this kind of romantic love poetry because their educational system has excluded for them, or they were busy with their families. That's a possibility. But it is a fact that most great love poetry and romantic poetry has been written by men. And even most recently, Richard Rodgers, a Broadway composer, wrote some very wonderful love songs, One Enchanted Evening, Younger Than Springtime. These are beautiful love songs. They are romantic love songs. And this man, this so-called insensitive man, wrote this beautiful, beautiful music and beautiful, beautiful lyrics. I'd have to say it's a fact also, and this is something that I can't account for it. It's possible the women weren't given the proper education or were confined to the house, or they still are. It's a possibility. But not many women have been outstanding composers of music. Most of them have been men, such as Mozart, Bach, Beethoven, Mendelssohn. Those are some examples of very great male composers. Now, as to why women don't do this, these supposedly more sensitive women, I don't know. Obviously, I don't know whether the men who do it are more sensitive, or they are better educated, or they know it, or come to know it, or the only opportunities were given to men. There are a number of possible reasons. And the fact remains that these supposedly insensitive men are reading this very beautiful music and beautiful poetry. And so what am I going to say? I think there are all kinds of people in the world. I think some men are football players, and some are poets, and some are composers, and some are musicians, and some are symphony violinists. There are all kinds of people in the world doing all kinds of things. So it's a matter of the individual, and the same is true of women. There are plenty of women in great orchestras playing the violin. There are plenty of women opera singers. So I have to say that the idea of men or women being more or less sensitive than one another is not true. It is the person, and I don't think that compassion or kindness or humanity are confined to women. I don't think so. And they're equally present in men, in some men. There are male football players. There are male poets. There are female wives and mothers. There are women violinists in symphony orchestras. There are many, many sorts of people in the world. And as I said, and now we know men and women are in the Marines now, and so we'd have to conclude that masculinity and femininity are possibly cultural. That's a possibility, or to some extent cultural. But the main thing is that sensitivity, those qualities, whether the qualities of being a football player, or a Marine sergeant, or a poet, or a composer, these are equally distributed in both sexes. So, yes, do I think that women are more sensitive than men? I don't think it's a matter of sex. I think that sensitivity and those qualities I just mentioned are found equally in both sexes, completely equally, and I don't think that women are more sensitive than men. I don't think it's true. As a matter of fact, it would seem to be the case, maybe that men are more sensitive than women. I don't know. It's a buzzability. That's all I can say on this subject tonight. I hope you found it interesting, and I hope you've applied it to your daily life, that you see people as individuals having or not having this quality. And I remind you that there are male poets, there are male football players, there are women violinists and symphony orchestras, and there are women Marine sergeants. It's all a matter of the person. It's not the sex. Sensitivity, compassion, and kindness are equally distributed in both sexes, one would hope. So that's my assessment of this particular subject tonight. I hope you found it interesting. I found it interesting to talk about, to give my thoughts on these matters, which I think are true. Night.